You're listening to Newswords. BBC journalist Claire Arthurs talks about words and phrases commonly used in news reports.
With so much reporting in the news on wars and fighting, it's inevitable that you'll also hear words for when the fighting stops. Here are some you may know. Treaty or truce. Negotiation. Conflict prevention. Warring parties. When the guns become silent, or the firing of guns stops, you'll hear about a ceasefire. It's an imperative, an order to stop or cease fighting. But in the news, we also use it as a noun, a ceasefire agreement, or just simply a ceasefire. When it's announced or declared, it will be described as a formal or full ceasefire. Listen to this example.
Since a temporary ceasefire ended last month, the rebels have increased their attacks against villages and army positions.
A temporary ceasefire, not a full one. If it applies to just a region or a zone, or some of the warring parties, but not all, it will be a partial ceasefire, or unilateral, meaning one party. A truce, or agreement to stop fighting, follows talks or negotiations. When a party to the agreement or ceasefire breaks that agreement, it's described as a breach. Listen to this.
Peace monitors in Sri Lanka say a three-year ceasefire between the government and rebels is under pressure due to a recent wave of killings.
Here's an example where the ceasefire is part of a wider agreement.
Israel has dismissed the ceasefire as a ploy for the militants to regroup and plan more attacks. It is almost certain to reject the long list of conditions attached to the ceasefire.
A ceasefire is sometimes followed by disarmament, when rebels agree to give up their weapons. They're handed in or decommissioned.
That was Newswords from bbclearningenglish.com.